and we say good morning to Jason Kanz as we kick off the best 5 minutes of the day on this Thursday, June 4th. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark. 56 degrees sounds really good to me. I'm wondering if I should be sitting outside reading instead of in the house.
I think we had, you know, that 95-degree day a couple of days ago, but otherwise in the 80s. And I don't know, I'm enjoying the heat. In fact, we're at my second job at One Source Imaging yesterday. My boss was like, hey, you didn't even need to turn the air. I said, you know, I'm just embracing the heat this year. I don't know, taking it.
Yeah. So. Well, I think probably spending some time in Africa, I would imagine heat became more a part of your regular story.
So. Yeah. Hey, you mentioned you helped us out earlier this week. We were saying, what's your favorite dairy treat? And you shared about cheese. Guess what? Today is Cheese Day.
No kidding.
Happy Cheese Day.
I might have to actually take advantage of that today. I was actually thinking about it yesterday, and I had done an experiment where I decided to see if eating copious amounts of cheese would produce any weight gain, and I can report back that it does.
But we, you know, when you shared about your cheese loving, I mean, it all fits on. It's acceptable in the keto diet, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But they want you to limit the amount of cheese you eat, which I apparently will not for
all right.
a period of weeks. So yeah.
I got a question for you because a listener, Dale Mudgett, blessed us with a just delicious pineapple upside down cake yesterday, and so we actually had some fun. In the 8:45 segment, Caleb and I were diving in. He cut these. He came in. He cut these. He made it yesterday morning, and then he brought it into us. So he's
nice.
Like, he's the listener of the week, Jason.
Yeah, no kidding.
But and then Hillary went on to sing her school fight song, so it was a really fun segment, her school song, I guess. Anyhow, my question is, I mean, there was a day where you liked your share of sugar, but for a few years now, you've said no. But what do you do when somebody shows up with a dessert that you know you'd love? I mean, do you run away? How do you handle that?
You know, I think early on, I had no trouble, or I would be very tempted. But after a couple of months doing that, it really doesn't even hold any temptation to me at this point.
Really?
I had worked with a counselor a number of years ago, who just kind of around issues with eating. And one of the things we talked about for me was treating it more like an addiction than as a thought process. And so when I kind of came to that conclusion, I'm just saying no to this. It eventually got to that point where, okay, I can be around it without thinking, oh, I'm going to dive into that.
Huh.
And so I've been very grateful that that has been the case. But, you know, my son loves to bake cookies now, and they can be sitting on the counter. I love the way they smell, but I don't have any desire to pick one up and eat it.
So. That's good. That's good. I wondered about that. So,
yeah.
All right. Hey, you got a devotion for us in John 14 this morning?
Yeah. So we're going to do John 14, 13 to 14 today, which says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. A lot of us misunderstand this passage. We read it out of context and hope that if we say in Jesus' name at the end of our prayers, he will grant all of our wishes. You ever taken these verses for a test drive? I have. Mustering up my deepest faith, I would pray earnestly in his name and found out that contrary to my prayer, there was not a new Porsche sitting in the driveway. There wasn't even a new Chevy. Perhaps praying for a new car is a naive example. Here's a more realistic example. A man fervently asks that he will not get laid off from his job due to company cutbacks, but then he does. How should he make sense of what happened? Was Jesus lying? Was he toying with his followers' emotions? Are we to believe that only a few people have mustered enough faith? Or was Jesus saying something else? Remember in John 14:12, Jesus told his disciples that they would do greater works even than him. I think we need to connect Jesus' words about praying in his name to his kingdom purposes. In essence, he was saying that as they lived, worked, and especially prayed in his name, their work for God's kingdom would not be thwarted. Indeed, as we look at those early believers, their prayers were answered because the Christian church grew like wildfire. Does Jesus' promise still apply to us today? I think it does, but I know that for me anyway, I don't always see how. Jesus' kingdom grows by the prayers of his saints. Christian missionaries reach people principally because of prayer. We are Jesus' most effective ambassadors when we pray in Jesus' name.
Well, that's really good, and it calls to mind a book we both got to be endorsers for, A Different Kind of Happiness from Larry Crabb, where he talks about the prayer that God always answers, and it has to do with help me to, I don't know if you can recite it, but it helped me to relate more like Jesus, right?
Yeah, I can't remember it. Help make me a little Christ.
Right.
You know, and I think that Jesus will answer that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, and boy, but that's a scary prayer sometimes, because we want to hold on to our, hold on to all of those self-centered notions.
Right.
We want to cling to our anger, but God will answer it if we approach him honestly and humbly with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, as you were sharing it this morning, it made me, I thought, well, how can we title this for the podcast? And I thought that part, we'll do Cheese Day, how Jason's learned to say no to sugar. And now Mark hasn't learned that. And then also, Jesus isn't Aladdin. That would be another way to kind of sum up that devotion today, don't you think?
Yes, there you go. That's a very good way of saying it. He's not he's not there just to fulfill wishes.
Right, absolutely.
He's here to bring about his kingdom upon the earth.
Happy Cheese Day.
Happy Cheese Day to you, Mark.
All right, thanks a lot. All right. And on this Thursday, it's only two special events to tell you about today. Yeah, it's Hug Your Cat Day and Cheese Day. That's it. There you go. Earlier, we talked with our cheese-loving friend Jason Cans about Cheese Day, and it's also Hug Your Cat Day. So there you go. Fit that together. Meanwhile, yesterday, if you missed it, Dale Mudgett, great listener. He's listener of the week for sure. It's got to be. He brought us a pineapple upside-down cake, cut big pieces. And Caleb and I were both indulging at 8:45. Now, Hillary, after the segment, she did come out and she just took a little bit of the topping. She said she was good because she was going to be celebrating the first day of school with her daughters. And boy, did they have the ice cream treats. Oh, my goodness. If you saw the picture on Facebook, was it Alyssa or and Hillary? If I just talk long enough, she'll show up.
I know. Good
was
morning,
that,
everybody.
Was that Alyssa's treat that I saw, the special?
The big one, yes, because yeah. She did not want. It's shocking that a 15-year-old doesn't want her picture taken and posted on social media in her pajamas 5 minutes after she's climbed out of bed. I mean, I don't know why that would be. So, no, I just took a picture of her treat.
Yeah,
and
it looked like a big bowl with lots of toppings.
It was, yes. Mm-hmm. We all had our ice cream for breakfast. Wow, what a weird day to, like, that's the end, friends. We pull up to the school. We hand them stuff. They hand us stuff. We pull away. It was just.
Yeah, it's been
It's been so weird. It just, honestly, it kind of like threw me into a funk all day.
Oh, did it? Like,
it really did. Yeah, no, I just was like unsettled, you know? Because.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get you out of this, because after Caleb and I were having pineapple upside down cake.
Yes.
I was stunned to come in this morning and see there were still two giant pieces.
Oh, my
left.
Goodness.
And it did not take me 15 minutes before I.
You
scarfed
caved.
Up one of them. It was over. I mean, I thought to myself, boy, what if? What if there was still some of that delicious treat from Dale Mudgett left? But I thought, there's no way
there's
there
no
could
way.
Be. But there was.
There you go.
What's happened to our staff?
Well, a lot of them are working from home. So there's that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So, in the meantime, afterwards, you started, I don't know, how did we get into your school song?
Oh, because Caleb mentioned that Mr. Buckles had come in to record their...
Yeah,
their,
and by the drive-in graduation was just outstanding.
Oh,
last,
wonderful.
It was really great drive-through graduation.
Couldn't ask for better weather.
That was really good. Great coverage. And then this is basically what transpired yesterday morning.
Oh, you're really going to make me sing it?
Hillary? Yes.
On a sunset hill of glory reared against the sky... Proudly stands the alma mater as the years go by.
I feel like I have to, like, stand.
Forward ever be our watchword, conquer and
you did
prevail.
Amazing.
Hail to thee, our alma mater, Rhinelander, all hail.
Wow, that was
very
amazing.
Nicely done.
We're so proud of you.
I It's my alma mater.
They should have you back to sing at graduation.
Well, you know what's weird? I'm on the school board in Altoona now, and I found out that we attend, you know, we attend the graduations, which I kind of knew, you know, like, but I just thought, oh, you go, you sit in the audience, and you sit on stage. And I'm like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My daughter's going to love that in a couple years when she graduates, that I get to sit on stage.
Exactly. Thank you, Hillary.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Hey, we're going to get to Torn Wells in a moment, but Caleb Freshoff, it felt like doing, as I checked in at different points last night, from about 6:45 and then later 8:45, the drive-through graduation, it felt like a sporting event, except it was commencement.
It did. And I mean, and I kind of felt like, you know, it was a parade, but it was not a parade. It was a processional. But, you know, I kind of felt like that too, you know, what it's like. And it was so fun to see these kids. I mean, the vast majority of them, again, had family members, little brothers and sisters, things like that. And so many of the young ladies riding up on like the sunroof, like
yes.
They were going on a parade float. Again, not a parade, processional. But it was just to see them in their caps and gowns and see how decorated some of these vehicles
fun.
Were. And, you know, everybody had their own unique touch. It was just, it was a really cool thing. And I think what was even better, even though I couldn't see it from the broadcast standpoint, everyone was saying it was like, you know, Memorial Day or 4th of July parades, things like that. Again, not a parade, but just making sure in case
yes.
Lisa's listening. Wrong county, though. But all these people lining the streets, again, from a proper distance, but watching this
yes.
processional go by, and there were signs all throughout the yards, and there was a family that paid for pictures, big pictures, for every single graduate to
aww.
Be put along River Street so the processional would see that as
wow.
they went by. 349 graduates.
Wow.
Man.
It would just, I mean, and what someone said is it felt like the whole community was involved in this graduation.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. And I just finish up by saying what I said at the end of the broadcast is to this class of 2020, for all of you Chippewa Falls graduates, this is always home. You are always welcome. You are always loved.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, it was a classic case of you get served up lemons and you made lemonade. And it was fantastic for sure. So hats off to you and the entire team that made it possible.
So iconic.
Honestly, I've never been in orchestra, but I always wish I was like a conductor with like the big coattails.
Yes.
And when, I mean, man.
Yeah.
I love this.
I gotcha. I want to be the drum player and go the dung, dung,
oh,
dung,
like with the
dung,
timpani?
Dung,
yes.
Dung. Yes. That would be my favorite. Anyways, we're playing spacey music because, you know, I'm into space and I enjoy learning about space and the whole space train thing is very cool to me. So, yeah, this just in. SpaceX launched 60 satellites into space Wednesday night. That was last night.
Yes.
Okay. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched these into space on Wednesday night as part of its Starlink fleet. This was the eighth launch. Now, I've been trying to catch these satellite trains, and this is what I'm learning, okay? The longer these things are in orbit, the more spaced out they are, so they aren't really train-esque
okay.
after a while.
So it's not nearly as visible.
It's not as noticeable, okay? Because, you know, they're, you know, one will go over every couple of seconds instead of being this little cluster. So this one was just launched. That means that when you see it, it should still be a tight train cluster, which is exciting to me. So if you would like to see it, today is the 4th. I'm going to tell you, 10:08 p.m. this train will be visible for 3 minutes. You're going to want to look from southwest to northeast. It will start at about 10 degrees on the horizon and get up to 67 degrees. And so it'll be pretty visible. So if we can't see it tonight at 10:08 p.m., tomorrow night, it should be at 10:10 p.m.
All right, 10:08 tonight, 10:10 tomorrow. And again, there's, you know, some weather patterns, could see some thunderstorms maybe this evening. So it might hurt visibility possibly. But again, if you miss it tonight, tomorrow's supposed to be clear, mid-50s, should be perfect.
Catch the satellite trains, friend. It's pretty cool.
Well, losing weight is a constant pursuit of many. And when people bring you pineapple upside down cake, it makes it that much harder.
I had more when I got back last night.
I mean, I'm saying I was down 2 pounds when I stepped on the scale this morning.
That's
so
amazing. You only had a little bit of the top.
I had my
yeah.
one bite. I savored it. I was good to move
Dale
on
Mudgett,
with my
thank
day.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Dale. It was a delicious
bite. I told Hillary
bite.
Earlier, Caleb, that I had thought maybe, just maybe, do you think they'd have any leftover pineapple upside down cake? And I thought, there's no way. But when I came in this morning, there were two big pieces, and now there's just one. So,
yes. There were three, and I ate one last night.
So good. So
oh,
good.
Goodness.
But guess what? It may not be as good for reducing the waistline as going to the gym or resisting that ice cream sundae or cake. But researchers have now found that 10 to 15 minutes of laughter can burn off the number of calories found in a medium square of chocolate.
Hey.
Well, so I would say that means you can eat at least 8 squares of chocolate between 7 and 9
there
when the
three
of us are on together.
So see?
I was taught not to do math on the ears. Oh, so that's right.
Goodness.
Researchers at Vanderbilt in Nashville recruited 45 pairs of friends, shut them in a room decorated like a cheap hotel, played them comedy clips on a TV, and measured how many calories burned when they laughed.
Okay.
Those who were laughing burned 20% more calories.
That's fantastic. Well, wow. Then I should be skinny mini because I laugh a lot.
So really, like, if I'm, what, I was going to say when my kids are like, tickle, tickle, tickle.
Yeah.
That's helping.
I think here's the key to the weight loss portion of it. You can't, like, actually eat the chocolate when you've burned the calories. Mm. You just have to laugh about it and then say, okay, now I'm going to skip it. So you get the calorie deficit. That's
just good to know.
I just sucked the joy right out of that.
I was going to say, this was really going places until then.
Until I was like, don't eat the chocolate. Yeah, no, it's fine. Eat the chocolate. Embrace life.
2020, we probably haven't laughed enough this year.
Truth. So ain't that the truth?
Some good laughs.
We will do our best here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 5:30 to 9 every morning. And again, as we're going through a kind of recapping bit by bit, Hillary, about things that went on last night on our sister station, WOGO, with that Chi High Drive and graduation, bit by bit, it's like, well, I want to thank this person, thank that person. I know we did a lot of this last night on the air as well, too. But just, again, to use this 100,000-watt megaphone to thank a few people. I mean, just Nick and Chris with Chi High's technology team, with the drone footage and the live stream. There's so many people to thank. But I want to thank School Resource Officer Brian Flug and the Chippewa Falls Police Department. I know as a police and fire commissioner, you know how much these men and women, how much they give to protect and serve. And you have to understand, to have a processional of, what was it, 300-plus cars going from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, Chippewa Falls City Council approving the street use plan.
Yep.
Major, major logistics for something like that. Officer Flug was the one who created this, the Google map, so everyone could see the route and be able to, again, at a safe distance, line it. And so, again, I love our Chippewa Falls Police Department. I love all of our police departments around the area, but I know I've interacted with CFPD a little more with National Night Out, and just the men and women there are wonderful. Chief Kelly, even with the unrest in our world, had a beautiful post on the station Facebook page the other day about how they're saying, hey, we want to be better in all that we do. This is what is tolerated. This is what is not tolerated in terms of our police department. And just in a time when, unfortunately, those wearing that blue uniform are often unjustly lumped in with those who have done evil while wearing it. I just want to make sure that we can say, I love my police department.
Absolutely.
And so thankful for them.
And, you know, I think it's interesting. You were saying, you know, like the city council had to approve this parade. A parade of this size.
Processional
of this size does not just happen. And there is a lot of permitting and planning and meeting that has to happen to get it approved and to get it okayed. And I mean, a simple parade down Main Street, you know, with, you know, 50, 60, 80 floats doesn't just happen. To have something of this size and magnitude going through town, through multiple streets, making turns. Yeah, it's a major undertaking. So,
and again, I just keep going back to a labor of love from so many people. And my apologies that I can't name every single person who's involved. And I may not even know every single person who's involved. But, you know, even the school board for the Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District being there 6 feet apart, cheering on every single graduate and their families. It was an outpouring of love and support last night. So, again, that was on our sister station, WOGO. We do have a podcast available at wogo.com. But just wanted to, Officer Flug had actually sent an email and said, you know, very complimentary things about the station's efforts, too. But it's no thank you. Thank you for all that you've done.
Well, it is June Dairy Month. Had my first winner in the early part of the WIB Wake Up Show this morning from Fall Creek. So I always love that with WIB contests where you spread out the wealth and you see, hey, Bloomer, Fall Creek, Eau Claire, Chippewa, Altoona even occasionally wins.
I see a Tony up near Flambeau, home of Jim Leonard.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Dairy Month, Quick Trip and State Farm teaming up to give away, get this now, 54,000 gallons of milk.
Yowzers.
Wow.
Yeah. State Farm agents are providing the 54,000 vouchers that can be redeemed for a free gallon of milk at any Quick Trip location.
I'm so glad it's a voucher because I just started thinking about, like, as hot as it's been, having just, like, thousands of gallons of milk sitting out.
The gallons of
get
milk
it quick.
Out. Yeah.
Through July 16th, so kind of extended Dairy Month.
Nice.
Agents will be distributing the vouchers throughout their local communities and food pantries. The vouchers will have an expansive reach as both State Farm and Quick Trip have more than 300 storefronts across Wisconsin.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know when we did our technology drop-off and locker pickup stuff yesterday at Altoona, I don't know if there's other school districts that they are doing this in, but apparently the Mega Holiday gas stations and I believe it was CCF Bank partnered to do something very similar. And we got a couple vouchers for a gallon of milk there, too. Mm-hmm. So,
it's been hard times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with all the restaurants in the country sidelined, and that was one major way.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety of fronts in the egg front. You see all the extra potatoes that were unused.
Yes. So, yeah, hopefully this will help people out and farmers out because, you know, the farmers, they just need to move the product or dump it. So, you know, it's wonderful. Serving communities, serving families.
Well, I just want to say, you know, it's a sensitive time to try to remember that in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, freedom, and in all things, love. Try to remind myself about that every day. Caleb, you had a good post the other day. Love is patient, love is kind as we walk through challenging times. But let me say something within my own small church as it plays out on social media this very day that clues me into the challenge that's there. Because a good friend of mine has posted a piece from The Atlantic on his Facebook page. It says, James Mattis denounces President Trump, describes him as a threat to the Constitution. And my friend leads in with, yes, multiple exclamation points, four or five, says this is a statement that reflects character and leadership. However, scroll down a short ways, several people agree with said friend, until another dear brother in the Lord chimes in and says, no, it is the socialist, communist, and liberal left that wants to destroy America and set up a global one world government. And I think we'll all be together for the first time this weekend for church. But again, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, which I think could even include politics, yes, freedom, and in all things, love.
It is hard, though, because it sometimes feels like no matter what you say, it's people are going to disagree. And it's okay for people to disagree, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard to put yourself out there and not know who you're going to make angry.
And I know I mentioned this to you guys off the air, too, and I'm not nearly as much into the political scene as you are, but you can't escape from it right now.
Right,
you can't.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning with everything going on with this drive and graduation broadcast yesterday, I was just, I pulled back from everything. And so I couldn't see anything on Facebook. I couldn't see, you know, whether it be news updates or quarreling or what have you. Like, I just didn't have time. And there was something refreshing about just stepping away for a while. And I'm not saying to collectively bury our heads in the sand. I'm not. But there is something about just taking a breath and taking a step away at times, too. And maybe sometimes in interpersonal conflicts as well, too, we need to realize, too, again, not to let the sun go down on our wrath and know what it's like. Maybe we just need to remember the things that you say on Facebook. Would you say this in person
right.
if you were talking to them? And then we go back to the unity and love Mark was talking about.
Right. And it's not that everyone has to, like, oh, I'm going to say it. It's not that everyone has to sit around and sing Kumbaya, you know, and agree on
really
every single
in Liberia,
thing.
That
I,
song.
I hear that, yeah. No. I'm teasing Mark.
See,
but it's
hand,
hard. It's hard.
I think we should. Tomorrow we should sing Kumbaya.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we need to. So you can lead us on that. Dawson's going to be here with us.
Dawson's
a good
love
singer.
It.
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's good. Hey, also, you want to look for something fun. The Wisconsin DNR wants people to get out and enjoy the outdoors this week. And the annual Free Fun Weekend means all state parks will be open and free of charge.
Nice.
Same story for the state's ATV trails. And anyone who wants to go fishing won't need a license. Boat launches will be open. Campgrounds still closed due to the pandemic.
That is
okay.
Awesome. Hey,
yeah.
A free fun weekend is way better than a fun free weekend.
Absolutely.
So enjoy the great state of Wisconsin. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.